Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's time for our prayer coach slot this week. It's certainly a question I'm looking forward to hearing some advice on. And I'm sure many of you listening will have the same questions about how do you know when you're hearing the voice of God, or how do you listen out for the voice of God, or when you're trying to make decisions and you're saying, God, what are you trying to talk to me about? What are you trying to say here? It's tricky, isn't it? Well, our next guest is going to be giving us some advice on that, as well as telling us about his trip here in Ireland, because he is visiting us from Minnesota. It's great to be joined in studio by Father John Clockman. Good morning, Father John, and how are you?
Morning, Wendy. It's good to be here.
So you're over in Ireland. You are here with 16 young men that are studying for the priesthood.
That's correct.
And you've been travelling around Ireland. How's the trip been so far?
It's been wonderful. The Irish hospitality has not let us down.
And what have you learnt?
Well, we're here principally to study evangelization, but also changing culture, how the church is responding. Our principal place that we're staying right now is Maynooth Seminary in Maynooth. But we've gone to Knock Shrine and Ballintubber and learned about the history of Ireland, various different aspects, religious, cultural, music, the monastic tradition, all of those things. Really educating ourselves.
So you are involved with St. Paul's Seminary, and you're over here in Ireland with 16 seminarians, all kind of mostly in their 20s. And I think when people think of priests, they think of elderly men. They don't think of young men studying for the priesthood, which they are all over the world. I think sometimes we're stuck in a little bubble here and we might just think of Ireland. But there's a lot of vocations in the States at the moment, isn't there?
There are, especially in the Midwest and the South. There's been a resurgence of young men. The age has gone down of those going into seminary, or at least discerning. And many are just being courageous enough to say, is God calling me? Not all of them who come to seminary necessarily go on to ordination, but the vast majority of them do, especially when they're into what they call major seminary, which would be like a graduate school level. There's undergraduate, I'm using terms from the U.S., but basically 18 to 22-year-olds. Those are usually men that are curious. They've had an experience of the Lord in their life. They feel called, but they're not sure if this is their calling. So I've worked in that age group as well. They're 18 to 22-year-olds, and the seminary that I worked with was St. John Vianney College Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it went from about 74 men to 165 in about 4 years.
You also do a lot of work, Father, with lay people who want to learn more about their faith. And sometimes this kind of perception is put out there. Most people, they're not interested, but you have had very different experiences of what people are hungry for.
Exactly. We're blessed enough in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, to have a number of initiatives. People really desiring it and communicating that to the local bishops and their priests. And the seminary, St. Paul Seminary, has become like a formational hub of forming disciples for Christ. And so we have a catechetical institute. It has a long title, Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. So Flynn should at least be a name that would resonate with the Irish. Was a former archbishop. And we started it about 8 years ago. It has about 1,600 graduates. It's a two-year program, Monday nights for 2 years. And it's divided into four different semesters. And we used to have just one Saturday per semester for forming your spiritual life. But the people who are coming said, we want more of that. So we have two Saturdays, formation Saturdays, we call them, every semester. Now this year we have 1,000 students. Other dioceses, Des Moines, Philadelphia, one here in Ireland is looking into perhaps bringing it to them. So it's a great program. It's dynamic. It basically deals with the catechism of the Catholic Church. And in addition to that, our people have said, we want to be taught how to pray.
And that's the really interesting thing as we're chatting, is that there is that hunger there. And I think it's almost written on our hearts. But where people struggle, and maybe you can help us with our topic today, Father, is just where to start. So let's start with that.
Okay.
Knowing the voice of God. Hey, I know it's a big topic.
There's books written about this. I would start with a quote from St. Augustine, and this is repeated by various different Christian writers throughout the centuries, that all of Christian life is one of holy desire. And that's the key thing, holy desire.
What does that mean?
Well, we desire happiness, and God desires happiness in our life as well. He's a good father. God hungers for a relationship with us, and we're made for a relationship with Him. But oftentimes, especially for modern people, and this includes priests like myself, we can become so busy that we drown out the deep desires of our heart. We don't even listen to our own heart anymore, and we wonder why we're dissatisfied. We're bored. If you go to Mass or if you're praying, things seem dry. It's because usually we're not enlivened to our own heart's desires. So desires can be thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires that are ruminating within me. But if I don't make room to listen to my own heart, that's really the kind of the platform or the matter, the words of prayer, really, to God.
And that's a real disconnect, as you say, in our culture today, and just the noise that surrounds us pretty much constantly, where everybody's always so busy and we're always on our phones and all that sort of stuff. We've almost lost the ability to be able to connect up with our heart. Is it something, do you think, that we can learn and we can practice at?
Definitely. We need to, though, make room for our heart. And what I mean by that is this. I'll give an example from my own life, just briefly. God was really asking me to simplify my life. I was in my office at the seminary preparing a talk, ironically, on prayer. And I thought, well, I have various different articles and talks I've given in the past. I'll use some of those. And I pulled out a drawer and I heard God speak to me. It's one of those rare moments where you get this impression. It wasn't like an audible voice. It was an impression in my heart. Why do you trust in these files more than me? And I stopped. And I slowly closed the drawer. And I felt as if God was saying to me, where do your best homilies and talks come from? And sheepishly, with my head bowed down a little bit, because I was embarrassed when I spent time in prayer with you. Well, that was 3 or 4 years ago of simplicity. And the reason I bring this up is because knowing our heart's desires, sometimes it takes time to unfold. It's not just an instantaneous thing. Sometimes it is. Most of the time, it's not. And so over the years, I've learned that simplicity is more than just how many things I have, but it's the busyness of life, how I approach my work. Do I give myself permission to have silence, which is key, by the way, people? Key is silence in my life. I know there's busy mothers out there and fathers. People are working. They're trying to provide for their families. We all live busy lives. Priests do as well. But can I make room for silence in my life? That, I would say, would be the key thing to hearing your own, the desires of your own heart and hearing God speak to you.
And that can be a struggle where you think, I should be doing something else. I should be cooking. I should be getting stuff prepared for the kids' lunches tomorrow, where we're kind of almost hardwiring ourselves to not, as you say, give ourselves permission to be silent. And then I think it's hard, because we're not used to it, that our attention span is terrible.
It is.
If you're anything like me, I get so distracted and other things, and I find myself wandering. What's your advice for some fathers listening, saying, yeah, I love the idea of having a bit of time to pray and a bit of silence, but I just find it really difficult?
That's true. We need to look, I would say that, you know, there's a, St. Teresa of Avila says, the first step toward holiness is self-knowledge. Why would she say that? This will answer your question. And that is, self-knowledge is knowing who I am, how God works in my life, what my personality is, my temperament, my habits of life. And I find for myself, using myself as an example, that I'm a late nighter. I get a second wind. You know, all day long, I've been looking forward to going to bed early so I can get up early and have some really good quality prayer time. What happens? A book captures me, or a show, or something happens, and I'm up later than I thought it would be. I know a lot of lay friends who have kids. The kids are finally down in bed, and I call it me time. Now it's me time. And me time gets stretched out, and all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock or 11:30. And
you're thinking, where did the evening go?
Where did
what
the evening
I done?
Go? And now I sleep in later than I anticipated. And as a result, I make no room for prayer, no room for God, no room for silence. So I would say to people, look at your habits of life first. What is impeding you from having some alone time with God, having some silence in your own life so you can hear your own heart? That may be at night for some of us. Maybe going into a separate room, maybe lighting a candle, kind of setting an atmosphere, having a good cup of tea, something warm, especially on a cold winter's day. Or maybe for some of us who are early risers, getting up early, but going to bed earlier. My prayer life would be better if I went to bed earlier, because you wake up more refreshed, and then you can have some quiet time. The morning's probably the best time, really.
Okay, so do we have to set our morning up, Father, and be praying for hours and hours? Or how much time would you say for someone starting out do they need to set aside?
I would say it doesn't sound like a lot of time, but even 5 minutes are good. 5 to 10 minutes and slowly stretch, because, you know, it's like making New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to diet this. I'm going to get rid of carbs and whatever. And then you're good for about a week or two, and then you're back to your old habits. So how do you undermine a bad habit or a habit that may be impeding you in your relationship with God is starting out small and slow. All good growth is slow growth. So start out with 5 minutes and make it a habit. Usually a habit is developed within about 2 or 3 weeks. And then once you've established that habit, then increase it to maybe 10 minutes. It sounds so minimalistic, but over time, you'll grow in your prayer life. And that's going to be important.
If you could give tips to say, okay, here's the best way where you can try and best hear the voice of God, what would they be?
Okay. You want to listen to what I would say is, first of all, making room, space, to listen to your own heart. There are three principal sources from Christian tradition of thoughts or desires within our heart. They either come from God, ourselves, or the devil. Okay? Now, if it's confusing thoughts, thoughts that would lead you to evil or doing something that would be sinful, obviously that's not from the Lord. You and I are a mixed bag. Part of us is redeemed and healed and set free. But there's still a part of us that doesn't want to give ourselves fully over to God. And those desires that come from that part of our life, we need to discern that. But those parts of our life that are leading me closer to God, my love of neighbor, love of self, love of God, I should listen to those desires. So first of all, we have to discern, where are these thoughts coming from? Is it me, the evil one, or God? Secondly, is that these desires need to be attentive and aware. What's ruminating in my heart? Does it have staying power? This thought, this desire always seems to be present. It may ebb and flow, but it always seems to be there. And does it bring me a sense of peace, lasting joy, a rightness about it? And it slowly unfolds and matures. That's the desire you should listen to. Because more than likely, that desire is from God and is from the part of you that hungers to be to grow in happiness and human excellence. And God desires that in our life as well. So these thoughts can lead to a number of things. Our personal renewal. It can accentuate your marriage life, love of self, reforming our own life, our habits. They may not even be sinful habits, but they may be habits that impede me living a fuller, richer life in Christ, right, or in God. And or may challenge or invite me to live a different way. Or God may be calling me to deliver me from an old habit that is impeding my life in Him. Like my example of simplicity. It was just, I need to go to bed earlier. That's the first thing I need to do. So I can get up earlier and spend time with Him so I can hear my own heart and be led closer to Him.
Well, Father, I have to say, some really practical tips for us all today. And I think the key message is you got to find the time and space. And you think you'll find yourself refreshed, renewed. I mean, there's so much talk about mindfulness and all this stuff these days. And I keep saying it, that prayer and the Christian prayer that we have and that communication with God, that is the best type of mindfulness any of us can have.
Exactly. Because our God desires our happiness and we hunger for it. And we'll find that with Him.
Our hearts are restless until they rest
exactly.
in you. Isn't that what St. Augustine said? Well, it's been great to chat to you. If you've just joined
Thank you.
I've been talking to Father John Clockman. Enjoy the rest of your time on your trip in Ireland with
Thank
the
you.
16 young seminarians that are visiting here. And thank you for joining us on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.